This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Might have another quarterback's name to throw around. Boy, we threw a bunch of them around on Friday, and it was met with a lot of, eh, that's it. A lot of meh, a lot of, ugh. That was Friday. Maybe we can interest you in somebody else who has certainly had some success.
What the best of the worst that the NFL has to offer does not interest folks? Call me shocked.
I think this name will be a little different.
Okay.
We'll get to that here later in the segment. We have Chris Fedor coming up at 9 o'clock. Darrell Ryder is in for Ken Carbon today. And combine stuff, you know, I look back, like last year, Drake May did not throw. Jaden Daniels did not throw. Caleb Williams did not throw. And so I think this was kind of assumed that Shedeur Sanders was it going to throw. The issue here, the maybe a little bit different, is that, you know, Shedeur Sanders is someone who has definitely heard, like, hey, if he would have been available last year, he would be getting drafted right around or behind Bo Nix. He might be a second rounder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you've heard a little bit of that with Cam Ward as well.
These guys, if they were in last year's class, Anthony.
Oh, that's right. It was Daryl saying all of that.
No, the consensus from the folks that really track this stuff and scout college football players is they'd be the sixth, seventh, eighth best quarterbacks in last year's class.
Yeah.
And we're talking about them as being the number one and number two overall pick in this year's draft. That's pure insanity to me.
Insanity?
Yes.
Well, haven't you heard for the last year that...
That's a significant talent disparity, Lima.
Right, but I've heard that across the board with this draft, not just the quarterbacks.
Fair.
So that, to me, that makes it hard, too, because, you know, from really all year, I had been hearing them talk about, you know, a lot of these positions, that this would be the same case. What you just said about the quarterbacks
right.
would be the case. And I know, like, recently, over the last 3 weeks, people have started to talk like Abdul Carter is a generational talent. That is not what people were saying earlier in the year.
I think that might just be, again,
because of this draft. I think we are starting to talk ourselves into all these other guys, especially if you're anti-quarterback, you're going to talk up Abdul Carter like he's Myles Garrett. And the tape does not show that. There's
right.
nobody that can... That
and he's certainly not built like Miles.
No, not even close. That doesn't mean he's going to be a flop or anything like that. There are guys at Abdul Carter's size that have had tremendous success in the NFL. But somehow Abdul Carter became this can't-miss prospect. And I think that has more to do with people not buying into the quarterbacks than it does people buying into Abdul Carter.
Oh, wait a minute. Other people aren't buying into the quarterbacks, not just me?
Well, I think it's like people were talking about Jaden Daniels and Drake May last year. People were not sold on them at all. There were a ton of flaws associated with those guys.
I'm shocked that I'm because I don't know.
Are you taking it personally, Daryl, that you're getting attacked?
Every time I go on a show, I'm getting bullied in. Yeah, they need a quarterback. You have to take a quarterback. How can you pass on these guys? I'm like, pretty easy, because they're not nearly as good as what they're supposed to be the first or second pick in the draft. Now, you want to talk about them being available at 33 or at the back end of the first round, and you trade back in to get that fifth year of control? Fine, I'll listen to that argument. But I'm all about if... You know, you don't want to stay at two and you can sucker someone into coming up and getting Shador. I'll take an extra first round pick for 2026 and I'll worry about drafting a quarterback in next year's class, because I think that crop is going to be better than this year's.
But that's just Daryl Ryder, the guy looking at talent right now, right?
Those are my four eyes. That's what my four eyes are telling me.
What if Daryl Ryder was the guy whose back's against the wall and maybe only has one more year because he's the GM who's had... a few missteps.
Good point.
I would say that when you make impulsive decisions or decisions based on being painted into a corner, that's how you ended up with Deshaun Watson.
Well, now you got to get out of the corner. Your arms are flailing. You got to get out of the corner somehow. You're telling me that taking any position player is better than taking a quarterback in the draft?
I would say that these quarterbacks, based on what I have heard and things that I have read, again, by the folks that really do the deep dive scouting, because I'll admit I don't do deep dive scouting on, these college prospects going into the combine.
Well, then you can't be the GM if you're not going to do the
deep dive. Well, I don't want to be the GM. I can't be the GM
but
anyway.
I need you to be the GM right now,
Daryl. Because I'd be firing and cutting players after games for bad performances. Like,
I need you to be the GM right now, though.
Well, remember, if you need me to be the GM right now, Owen, I am looking at this roster. I am recognizing that it's not nearly as good as I thought it was after the 2023 regular season, that they are closer to being a 3-win roster than an 11-win roster, and I am using my draft picks to fill the holes, the many holes, I should say, that are on this roster. Offensive line, defensive line, running back, linebacker, because I don't know about JOK. You need safety help. Definitely need safety help. You need cornerback depth. So there are plenty of positions that can be filled with not just the number two pick, but 33 and these other top 100 picks they have. I think that you can punt this year or take your medicine when it comes to the quarterbacks. You know, just find someone to get you through this. Yes, you're still trying to win. You're not trying to tank. Find the best of the worst that's available in the old dumpster here. But next year, set yourself up so that you don't have to lose your way into a top two pick. You can have enough assets where you can trade your way into a top two pick to get one of the better quarterbacks. Again, I am banking, and it's a gamble, and I understand what you're saying, Owen. It's a gamble, but I'm banking on next year's class at quarterback being much better than this year's class.
That's a long time to wait.
A
lot can happen in a year, Daryl. It's been
26 years. What's another? What's another year?
I just know that, okay, you're not alone in saying that. That has been a well-heralded class. People have been talking about it for a long period of time. But to wait another entire year.
Well, if you're going to say the quarterback's name that I think you might say, and I don't want to spoil it, but if that's the route they go, first of all, that'd be congratulations on Andrew Berry for being Houdini and pulling that off and fitting it in within the salary cap. Then you then buy your time, or I should say buy yourself some time with that move.
All right. We will get to that. Troy is on the road. Go ahead, Troy.
Morning, fellas. How are you guys?
Hey.
I just want to ask Daryl, I think it's time to change your name to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do the conservative Daryl Ryder, not the dangerous Daryl Ryder.
Because I want to make sure the Browns are spending a number two pick on a really, really great franchise-changing player. I apologize for not seeing great franchise-changing players in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. That's my bad.
Well, Abdul Carter isn't going to make the Browns good. They're going to be bad. So what's the difference of them being bad without a quarterback or taking a risk and possibly having a better chance of being good with a quarterback?
Daryl?
Well, again, as
Daryl,
I said...
Daryl, are you a big believer in Abdul Carter? Thank you, Troy. Appreciate you taking it to the dangerous one.
I don't know that I am a big believer in him. I think that if you're going to lose Myles Garrett, which you very may...
You'd like a replacement.
You can replace him. And I get
the logic there.
I don't necessarily think that Abdul Carter is Myles Garrett 2.0. He certainly isn't built like him. And I have some concerns about that. But... I just feel with the number two pick, you can't afford to gamble with that. Because, again, you're not expecting to be there ever again, right? That's what you've... I'm sure we're going to hear Andrew Berry say that at some point this week here. We don't expect to be here again. We're not going to be picking second again in the draft because, you know, our season was such a titanic disaster. But... Yeah, you do have to. It's not about being conservative. It's about being smart and not allowing emotion and need to trump logic for me. So if that makes me less dangerous, well, so be it.
Let's go to Ray in Euclid. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Hey, good morning, guys. I totally disagree with Daryl. Listen, we have to shoot. Even if this fails, there's no guarantee next year we draft in the top 7-8 picks and get a good quarterback next year. You think anybody wants to play at this dumpster fire? You think a Manning's is going to want to come here and play? For the Rams wants to come here and play? Nobody wants to come here and play. Your best player wants out. Your cornerback wants out if your defensive end gets out. Why would anybody want to come here? So why would you think, Daryl, that next year one of these top-flight quarterbacks is going to want to come here?
Well, it's not about them wanting to come here. They're going to have to. They get drafted. They don't get to choose.
They don't have to. Do you know the Mannings? The Mannings played this game. Eli played this game with the Chargers, and he went to the Giants.
Well, Shedeur Sanders doesn't seem to have an objection about coming to play for the Browns.
Well, we don't know that yet. We absolutely possibly don't know that yet.
He plays them in Madden. What other proof do you need?
Well, here's the thing. If Miles leaves, if they get rid of Miles, you know, if they get rid of Miles, then he might not want to come here. So you don't know, Daryl. We can't wait another year. I'm 60 years old. I can't wait another year.
Ray's at death's door. You can hear him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Good luck, Ray.
I feel bad. He's going to be a goner the way he's talking.
I'm going from being bullied into one of these quarterbacks. Now Ray's trying to guilt me into one of them.
If they don't take a quarterback, Ray could die, Daryl. Yeah. Do you want that on your
Daryl,
head?
Let me ask you. I don't know
Actually,
when the last time.
Actually, you know what? I can live with that.
Daryl's gotten for a year. Daryl's gotten a clean bill of health, so maybe he's a bad example. But let's just say, let's get into hypothetical. We're in sports talk radio.
Right.
You get a bad diagnosis. Okay, let's say you go to the dermatologist, they spot something, and they're like, oh my God, you got like a year. Okay, if you have 1 year to go, does it change your mind? Would you want him to draft a quarterback? Hold that thought.
Let's go, Daryl.
John and Wadsworth, hold that thought. Go ahead, John.
Daryl, I hope you don't have 1 year left, man.
I don't know, you'd be in the minority. I think a lot of people wish I had just 1 year
six
left.
6 months.
I got your back, man. I got your back. So real quick question that I keep thinking about, like, and this is like kind of like a devil's advocate thing. I'm not sure where I stand with the quarterbacks, but the comparison we keep hearing is, well, they'd be the fifth and sixth guys in last year's class,
yeah,
which makes sense. But then I keep thinking, well, could it be a product of the fact that last year's class is just that much head and shoulders above the average quarterback class? Like, I think back to, like...
Well, that's what the Browns need, don't they? They need Jaden Daniels. They need a Patrick Mahomes. They need a Josh Allen. They need Joe Burrow. They need a Lamar Jackson. Like, that's what they need. And if that's not available in this year's class, then why am I wasting the number two pick on that player?
No, and I understand that. I think back to something like the 83 or 84 draft, whichever it was with Elway and Marino and stuff. You know, it's like back then, the following year's draft, were they saying about the top quarterbacks, like, oh, they're not as good as last year's? Well, the previous year's like four Hall of Famers. So I just wonder if maybe the comparison is a little off because maybe last year's class was just so much stronger than an average quarterback class. Just food for thought.
No, I mean, I think that's a fair argument to make, but I just... I have reservations, and I don't like taking players that I have reservations about. I'm sorry. Look, Shedeur Sanders could be a future Hall of Famer for all we know. Same thing for Cam Ward. I don't know. Lima don't know. I know Andrew Berry certainly doesn't know. You're taking a leap of faith. And when you have guys that have some holes in their game, because Cam Ward's not a polished, finished product, neither is Shedeur Sanders. When you have guys like that, Anthony, I'm going to get a little conservative, especially if my job's on the line. I already blew it with one quarterback.
Yeah, the only thing, Daryl, that I would definitely fight you back on, because I can't even disagree with most of this analysis. Like, yeah, I see what people say about these quarterbacks in relation to other drafts. Well, we're in the 2025 draft. I would fight you on this. This whole element of, well, the safe play, or if you take a quarterback, that gets you fired. I also think they could very easily end up cleaning house if they take Abdul Carter and only win four or five games. I think everybody's out of a job there, too.
Not if they have an honest conversation with ownership about where they're at. If you're sitting there telling ownership, we're going to make the playoffs. Because right now, I got folks in the organization telling me they believe they're a playoff team this coming season. They're going to make the playoffs this year. And I am going to rue the day that I dare said that they were closer to being a 3-win team than an 11-win team, okay? So if you're sitting there telling ownership, that's our expectation this year. We're going to be a playoff team. And then to your point, you end up winning 4, 5, 6, 7 games and you don't make the playoffs, then yeah, I think that does get you fired because it's, okay, why haven't you met expectations two straight years? But if you go into ownership and say, hey, listen, we've got some retooling we need to do here. So let's be honest about where we're really at. Here's our plan to do the retooling and how we are going to execute it. And then you go execute it. I don't think people get fired next year or after next season.
All right. We'll have Daryl with the last word there.